soft putty.
Yeah.
And they beat him, and he got that putty just covered in paint. Him and his shirt started hard and everything. And they were about to kill him too. He beat him that game of stuff. He cue balled in there hanging at you. He'd be taken off down the street. Mm-hmm. And he'd be hitting cue balls and pull sticks and everything he could name. Mm-hmm. He'd try to kill you sometime. We had this fort. One time we were all time beating him and pull so we'd run back and knock the door so he got this big old pipe and he ram it through the side. Knocked the door off the fort and went through the other side. We figured just what would happen if you had been sitting there. It would have been right through our gut, man.
Yeah.
And so he had us trapped in there, so he got this bug spray.
Yeah.
And he just, like that, this big old can of bug spray, and he sprayed it all in this little fort with all this stuff. And we were in there.
Yeah.
And we were almost suffocating and all
good
this
God.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And it was funny, too. And he came out with this one time. And this guy named Sid.
Yeah.
And they were crazy, man. They had this tent in the backyard, and we were looking through the fence at them one night.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled out these Colt 45s, stuck me in our face like that.
Good
gosh. And he pulled the trigger, and it was no bullets in it. But we're like that, and I was about to die, and everything. So we ended up egging them. They'd be in the tent. We were mad at them after they did that. So we just got eggs, and soaked the tent with eggs, and they about killed us, chased us all night.
Uh-huh.
We used to play hide-and-seek around the neighborhood all night.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, someday we start in the morning, don't end up until night, just play all day.
Whoa.
Never find them or anything.
Never find anybody.
Sometimes we don't even think the guys are there. We think they took off somewhere, like went to a movie or something.
Yeah.
It's funny. One time we got kicked out of movies. We were in the movies and we were watching Oklahoma Crude.
Yeah.
So my friend we were with, his name Walter, and he started saying boo like that, and he walked up behind him. He says, "This is a sorry movie like that." And he said, "Hey son, you like the lead?" And he said, "Yeah." Like that. And he said, he gave us our money back, so we went over there to Lund's and had a sandwich and everything, and then went to the builder up there and everything.
Yeah.
We were playing pinball machines all day, and it was funny. We come home up here and said, how's the movie? Oh, it was good, man, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even know I saw it. Missed it.
Did you ever play pinball much?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you call it? You know, when you're playing pinball and you maybe hit the machine.
A tilt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to all the time tilt the machine when I get that happy man.
Yeah.
Tilt it up like that and all the balls come flying out and you play the game all over.
Uh-huh.
Here's some sorry game. And there was a certain game up there at Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
You know, foosball.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of guys and ran out of money to, we picked the foosball table up. Stuck our hands down there.
Right.
Got about 100 balls out of them. We played all day. And that guy said, "Man, my machine must have $100 in it. Come on." And he had about a quarter. He got killed. We took off when that manager came in there. We just, all these balls on the table and everything. We just going wild with the foosball game.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny. They're often getting mad at us.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a person who's really good at pinball?
Pinball wizard.
Would there be any other names?
I just call them pinball wizards. I don't know what else they'd call them.
Mm-hmm.
But, one time, I wasn't there, but they were camping out.
Yeah.
He snuck his motorcycle out of the garage at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And they went everywhere all night, this, all around the whole neighborhood. I mean, way over there, way down by the beach and everything on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
It must have been 2 o'clock. And they would tell me how the police were at them.
Yeah.
I was on the back one time when the police was chasing us.
Uh-huh.
We were over there on Monument.
We
were doing about 75 on this road. We were 175.
Yeah.
We were doing about 75. And one guy behind us doing about 65.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any lights. So that policeman,
hear
the sirens, and we'd take through the sand dunes. They got this big old oil field back there. I don't know what they're doing, but they got all this oil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been that high above the ground. We hit that stuff, and I go flying under oil and stuff.